It's Morning Edition here on Alabama Public Radio. I'm Alex Aubuchon. Susan Boyle and Brenda Beverly have been best friends since ninth grade, and although it hasn't always been easy, their friendship has withstood the test of time. When StoryCorps visited Mobile, Alabama, both women, now in their 50s, came together to reflect on what's kept them together all those years, even though they now live in different parts of the country. Let's hear that story.
I want to talk about remembering the first time that I knew who you were and starting to try to get to know you.
Okay.
And because I think you're like really my very first official girl crush. I've had many since then, but you're my first and longest. I think the first time I remember you was when my dad and I went to the ballet one January. You were there and I saw you and I feel like we said hi. But that was, like, the first moment of, like, my, like, I really want to know who she is, and I really want to get to know her.
Oh. That feels so sweet.
And then, so now it's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
And so there have been ups and downs.
Times that we wouldn't see each other for, I would say, like, a couple of years at some time.
Yeah, well, some of those separations were hard. Like, I actually thought I was going to lose you or lose our friendship.
Mm.
But maybe part of that was because I wanted to be your very best friend. Which is ridiculous, right? Because I have other close women friends.
Right.
But I really, like, I wanted you to think that I was, like, the most important girlfriend or woman friend.
So you didn't want me necessarily to have other...
So if I thought you were having really close relationships or we went too far with separation, then I started to worry.
You know, I didn't feel like I was going to lose you.
Oh, that's wonderful. So part of what's interesting about our friendship are these peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
And how we still keep getting back together again.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about other friends you've had at different points in your life, sometimes those friendships do just go away.
Yeah.
And so why is it that we're able to keep reconnecting?
Mm-hmm.
And so the next part of our story is the feminist
right.
pieces.
Yes.
So that even though I was in college in Central Pennsylvania and you were in D.C., we could talk about, be together,
mm-hmm.
connect on that value system.
Yeah. Remember those NOW marches that we did together? Oh, my gosh. I've really been thinking about those marches now, especially after the Women's March and younger women that I've been mentoring who are in their mid to late 20s. And for them, the recent feminist demonstrations are their aha moments. So I've gotten chances to reflect on that, and I just felt on top of the world at that time, and that I got to be with you for those experiences, that made it even better.
That was amazing. So the other thing that keeps us very connected is a strong spiritual value system.
Absolutely.
Like, people in our lives are flying through struggling, and not that we always have it easy, but we have lots of things easy and privileged, but still we keep just trying to say, like, what does this mean?
Mm-hmm.
Who are we?
Yep.
What are our authentic selves in relationship to God?
Mm-hmm. And I feel so trusted with that with you that I've always been able to have that spiritual connection, and that's why you are my best friend in that way. You have no fears, because I do have other friends that I don't feel close enough to and trusting enough to that I can share that spiritual side. I'm afraid of being mocked, maybe, or discredited, not being serious or cerebral enough. There have been times when I have been struggling and you have been able to say to me, I'm going to say this prayer on the phone for you now. It's just, I'm just having such a marvelous weekend with you, and everything that we're doing is just reaffirming our love for each other and how we can just build on our experiences to deepen everything that we're having in the future, too.
Perfect. I love you, too.
That was Susan Boyle and Brenda Beverly recording their interview at StoryCorps. These interviews were recorded when StoryCorps visited Mobile, Alabama. You can find StoryCorps at StoryCorps.org. It's a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Those excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio, and they're sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians. All the way up next here on Morning Edition, we've got the Marketplace Morning Report. You're listening to Alabama Public Radio.